This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. The grand old party where nobody, and I mean nobody, seems to be having much fun.
They say misery loves company.
65 to 70% of Republicans recognize that nominating Donald Trump would be a disaster and hands the general election to Hillary Clinton.
I say this to the RNC and I say it to the Republican Party. You're going to have a big problem, folks, because there are people that don't like what's going on.
At the end of the day, I'm the only person who consistently beats Hillary Clinton in the fall.
If we can unite those 65 to 70% of Republicans, we win.
Well, it's not her party these days, and she's not crying about it all, but Christine Todd Whitman was governor of New Jersey from 1994 to 2001 and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency administrator under President George W. Bush from 2001 to 2003. She's now president of the Whitman Strategy Group. She's here to talk about the campaign, and she's here to talk about formulating policy in the midst of all the chaos. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Governor Whitman.
Good to be with you.
Donald Trump could be the nominee of the GOP. I mean, it's looking like a contested convention, but but in theory, he could be the nominee. If that is the case, would that mean the end of the GOP as you know it? And if so, where would you go?
Well, I think it would mean that we would lose big time and lose down ballot. I mean, it could lose the House, lose the Senate, certainly, and probably lose a lot of the municipal, because the American people are in the center and they want someone who can really run, I mean, the country, and not just going to bluster their way there. I mean, he has tapped into a real fear and a real anger amongst people, but that's not the way to bring the people of the country together, and that's not the way to make it function, and it's not the way to deal with the rest of the world. Where do I go? I don't know. I have to stay and to see what's going on. I'll always stay involved in policy. I care too much about this country. I love it. And all that we have, all that we are, all that we stand for the rest of the world, we are a beacon of hope. There is a reason why people are trying to come to this country as much as they are. And we've got to remember that, feel good about that, but live up to those ideals.
Can you see yourself a member of another party? The Whigs became the Republicans.
Yeah, right. Well, the Republicans, yeah. Republicans started as a third party. Who knows? Who knows?
How do you reconcile the let's get back to issues with the party self-destruction?
Well, that's why I'm a supporter of John Kasich, because he's the only one who's talking about the issues and not screaming and yelling and taking extreme positions or trying to instill fear in people so we can have a conversation. That's the only way you're going to do it, if you're going to have a conversation. But as you know, primaries, unfortunately, are not usually about the issues. That comes in the general. And yet that's exactly what people should be looking for, in especially now, given the state of the country. We need to have we need to know where people stand, what they're going to do about the issues. I can't find a position of Trump's. I don't really know. I haven't seen Cruz having actually been able to come forward with accomplishments in his time in the Senate, other than shutting down the government. That's why I look at somebody like Kasich, who has actually been there, done that successfully.
At a convention, a contested convention, how do you make the argument for, sorry, Donald, you didn't make it. Sorry, Mr. Cruz, you're just too extreme. We're going to give it to Kasich.
Well, it's not going to be we're going to give it. The delegates are going to decide that. If it gets to a second or third ballot, they're going to start looking for who can win in the best interest of the party and the country. And that's where I think, I mean, my ideal ticket is a Kasich Rubio.
The president has really pushed sustainable energy and green jobs and all of those issues throughout his presidency, to some extent to no avail because the Congress has resisted him. What would you want to see as an energy policy, a coherent energy policy for the United States?
Well, first of all, I'd like it to be pretty simple. I would like it to say we want clean, green, reliable, affordable energy, and then get out of the way and let the marketplace make the decisions. If you make that, because that's what we want. We want a healthy environment. We want the quality of life that comes from that. And then you bring in things like nuclear. If you look at the green energy, the renewable energies are great, but they're only about 11% of our overall energy mix today. And we're looking at a 22% increase in electricity demand by 2040. You're not going to be able to ramp those up to meet that plus the fact that they only work when the weather conditions are favorable. They all the renewables now have to have base power backup, and that's fossil fuel, and those are dirty. And when you look at nuclear, it's the only form of power that releases no greenhouse gases or other regulated pollutants when it's producing power, and it has an enormously good safety record here in this country. Operates at about in last year, they operated at 91% efficiency, the reactors around the country. It's a huge job creator. And even if we don't bring on any new nuclear power, the rest of the world is, and it can create jobs here in this country. We can do manufacturing again. You know, we're pretty good at that.
Political viability for large-scale nuclear development in the East, particularly?
We've got five being built now. One is the TVA, at the TVA, which should come on this year. And then you have two in Georgia, two in South Carolina that will be in between 2019 and 2020. And then they're looking at two more in South Carolina and two more in Florida. And there are other parts of the state. Wisconsin just repealed a law that would not have allowed any new nuclear. Because as people look at those who believe in climate change and others who just want clean air, they're looking at how do you do that without nuclear? I mean, you really can't get to what we have committed to, at least verbally, on the COP21, that Paris meeting. You can't get there without nuclear. You can't get the clean air.
That's why the French got to their target, is because of nuclear.
Yes, exactly.
And Christine Todd Whitman was governor of New Jersey and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency administrator under President George W. Bush. She's now president of the Whitman Strategy Group and co-chair of the Clean and Safe Energy Coalition.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.